All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Border Patrol seizing a multi-million-dollar shipment of meth hidden somewhere unusual.
U.S. Border Patrol agents were hot on the trail of this shipment. They discovered 2,000 pounds of methamphetamine at the southern border this week, hidden in a shipment of cucumbers and jalapenos. Agents made that $19 million bust after drug dogs alerted inspectors about possible narcotics inside a tractor trailer at the Far International Bridge, which crosses into Texas. Also packed inside the veggies, $140,000 worth of heroin. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
New Orleans is working towards stricter safety regulations, of course, hosting the Super Bowl on Sunday after a terrorist attack on New Year's Day.
A month after a deadly ISIS-inspired terror attack, officials say New Orleans has transformed into the safest place in America this week for the Super Bowl. Those changes include new bollards and barriers on Bourbon Street that weren't used on New Year's, including the Archer barriers that are designed to stop a high-speed vehicle attack. More than two dozen federal agencies are helping secure the Big Easy, and Special Agent in Charge Eric DeLon is coordinating those efforts with state and local police. On Bourbon Street, heavily armored Bearcat vehicles with Homeland Security's special response teams are on standby. And National Guard troops are manning barricaded checkpoints to enforce a new enhanced security zone in the French Quarter.
7:48 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and more on the fight to keep AM radio.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. AM radio isn't going anywhere so long as Senate Commerce Committee Chairman Ted Cruz and Democratic Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey have something to say about it. Cruz and Markey authored legislation to keep AM radio in all vehicles. It's called the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act. They argue that AM radio informs listeners and supports live local communications during emergencies, disasters, and bad weather. There have been efforts to strip AM radio from cars for years, long after FM took over, and now long after drivers stream radio, play their own music, or rely on satellites to bypass local stations. Markey argued that AM radio stations were critical in disseminating information during the wildfires which recently devastated Southern California. If enacted, the bill requires the Department of Transportation to mandate all new vehicles have access to AM radio frequencies, and that's at no additional cost to the consumers. It also requires car companies comply with a four-year window. A similar piece of legislation died in the last Congress. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Now it's time to check in and get the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Ted. How you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Just a couple more days until I only get 3 hours of sleep, you know, due to that big game. I know we're not going to be the only ones, though. There's going to be a lot of tired people going back into work early Monday morning. Or I'm sure you're going to be one of them, too, right?
Oh, of course. I always never get any sleep, so it'll be just like every other day.
Yeah, I was about to say, we work overnights,
yeah,
early mornings. It's in our nature anyway.
Exactly.
Just another day for us. So at least we got that going for us. But as we head into over this upcoming weekend, I'm not expecting much active weather. We do have recently some cloud cover that's kind of spilled back into the Wichita area, leading to only a 10% chance of drizzle. And we've actually been able to stay above freezing. So should there be any light spritzes, raindrops, sprinkles, anything like that, not expecting any freezing drizzle. When it comes to our Friday morning, by early tomorrow morning, though, we'll need to keep an eye on things. Temps should stay above freezing, but we'll continue to have that small chance of drizzle. Also, some fog late tonight into early tomorrow morning. As far as our temperatures go, pretty close to average. Average high today, 47, and then we're going to get up to 45 today, 46 tomorrow. So just a couple of days of, early February temperatures before things start to turn colder. By the end of the weekend, 38 degrees for the high, partly to mostly cloudy skies. If you do plan on heading out anywhere to watch the big game, since we're not expecting any active weather, there's not really much that's going to slow you down. You'll just need to make sure that you stay bundled up all day, especially during the evening once that big game starts. Now, once we head into next week, all the tired people heading back to work, back to school, still going to be cold, high of 37 degrees, and there's going to be an increasing chance for snow. snow and a wintry mix that we'll need to watch out for. The day may start off dry, but those chances going up from there, especially between Tuesday and Wednesday. Chance for snow looking more likely. Any snow showers that we have should wrap up by Thursday. Still going to be cold, though, with a high of 29. High's also going to be in the 20s Tuesday, Wednesday, once most of that snow rolls through. Right now, 36 degrees, though. East breeze, 13 miles an hour, making it feel like 27 under an overcast sky.
So, Ronnell, what is your level of investment heading into Super Bowl weekend? Are you all in?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm all in. That's why I said I've been anticipating for the last couple of weeks that I'm only going to get about 3 hours of sleep. So now if I fall asleep during the game, that's where I'm a gambling man. We'll see what happens. As long as I don't lay out on the couch and put a blanket over me, I should be able to stay awake.
See, that's the key. That's the key. If I'm sitting there in the first quarter and I said, I'll just shut my eyes during this commercial break.
Exactly. Yep. Open your eyes back up and the game's almost over. They're doing highlights of the game where it's already over.
Yeah, I've been there. All right. Well, get some rest and enjoy, and we'll talk to you on Monday, Ronnell.
Okay. All right.
There he is. That is the live KSN Storm Track 3 forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams every weekday morning at this time right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 7:13 with Steve and Ted. Hey, KNSS excited that Bob Dylan is coming to Wichita. The music legend. He'll be performing at Century 2 Concert Hall on Saturday, March 29th at 8 o'clock p.m., part of his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour. And tickets are pretty scarce, but we do have a chance for you to win a pair of tickets to the show. And this is the last day you can do that. So what do you do? Well, you need to visit knssradio.com, go to contests, and enter our Bob Dylan ticket contest. And maybe you'll win two tickets to go see Bob Dylan in Wichita. That'll be huge. So good luck to all, from all of us here at KNSS. This is the last day that contest is open. If you'd like to go to KNSS... Well, what's it say here? It says KNSS.com, but that's not right. It's KNSSradio.com.
Right, yeah.
There we go. Okay, so KNSSradio.com, and make sure you get in and get entered, and maybe you'll win those Bob Dylan tickets. Somebody's going to win them. It is 7:15 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS as we move along here on this first Friday of the month of February. Kendrick Lamar is going to be your halftime performer at Sunday's Super Bowl. He says he wants to infuse his Los Angeles hip-hop flavor into New Orleans while staying true to his storytelling roots. Kendrick Lamar is 37 years old. He says, I still feel like I'm elevating. I'm still on a journey. The rap megastar will take the Super Bowl stage fresh off a Grammy triumph, where he claimed a couple of the night's biggest awards, Song of the Year and Record of the Year, for his diss track, Not Like Us. There's your big halftime performer on Sunday at the Super Bowl, Kendrick Lamar. And later on this month, we have the big, not this weekend, but I think the following weekend, we have the big Saturday Night Live 50th Anniversary Special. And that's the one where everybody shows up.
Yeah.
Steve Martin, Sabrina Carpenter, Bad Bunny, John Mulaney, Dave Chappelle, and the list goes on and on. Scarlett Johansson, who is married to Weekend Update co-host Colin Jost, is going to appear on the anniversary special. That's coming up 9 days from now, a week from Sunday. 3-hour live telecast honoring the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, they've recently been putting a lot of clips out there, classic clips and some more recent ones for the kind of the celebration that they've been having. It's been coming up on my YouTube feed a whole lot. So, yeah, some good stuff on some of those.
Other guests announced by NBC, Adam Driver, Paul McCartney, Tom Hanks, Miley Cyrus, Bob De Niro, Martin Short, Kim Kardashian, and like I said, the list goes on and on and on. Everybody will show up for that on a week from Sunday. It'll be interesting. Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary special.